Hey guys, thanks for swinging by the podcast and checking out this episode. I encourage you to check out previous episodes and follow for future episodes. I'm just sharing stuff about myself, my life, spirituality, energetics, meditation, and emotion, and everything in between. I am an intuitive, empathic, spiritual life coach with a passion for guided meditation and visual journeys. And let's talk about life. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and always trust that your free will is your biggest superpower. I am not a medical professional, so please seek a medical professional for anything that medical professionals should deal with. And on to the episode. Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to the first podcast of 2024. I'm so excited to be here. How was your New Year's? How was your holiday? Ready to get back into routine? Ready to enjoy what life has to offer in 2024? It feels like the energy of 2024 is a little bit more open. Admittedly, myself yesterday, I wasn't feeling the New Year. I feel like I was dealing with some residual shadowy energy, both from the holiday season, but also from existence. Like when I got into my meditation, it felt like it connected not only to the holidays, but also to my past stuff, my past selves, my past lives and future selves and future lives. Like it felt bigger. So if you're feeling that, I hear you, I see you, I acknowledge you, and you're not alone. Reach out. Let me know. I think sometimes shadowy energy comes up in our lives at times to be released. And I feel like if any of that is hanging over from last year, it's simply because it gets to be released. And you get to find ways to help you release that energy. And one of the ways that we can do that is by learning and by looking at it through meditation, through visual journeys, through energy work, being open to sitting with it and moving through it and recognizing this is what it's here to teach me. But I digress. That was getting in a little bit deep, a little quickly. That was not my intention for the podcast today. I'm going to be working with a couple of decks in the podcast today. I have the Soul's Journey deck by James Van Prague. And I have the Spirit Junkie deck by Gabriel Bernstein. So I'm going to be working with those decks a little bit later. And you'll see me shuffling now with that. But I wanted to have conversation about intentions today. Often when the new year rolls around, we feel like we really feel the new beginning of a new year. We feel that, okay, the hustle of the holidays is over. I can get back to order. I can get back to routine. There's a part of us that calls for that routine and for that purpose and for that connection with moving forward. And that's beautiful. However, sometimes we put a lot of expectations on ourselves to meet certain goals and to be a whole new person. In order to really embrace this new year, I have to be a whole new person. Well, the person that you are now has gone through some pretty awesome, pretty intense stuff. And is pretty dang beautiful, powerful, and unique. So let's not discredit the person you are now and the person you were. Let's set the intentions to incorporate them together or to take the best parts of who you are and who you were and move them into 2024 and meet the new parts of you that you get to experience this coming year. So my intention for this podcast today is to talk about intentions for 2024. One of my things is I like to embrace the beginning of the year with an intention for the year versus a resolution. This is my personal view. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't, as I always say. For me, intentions feel more open. They feel like I can be open to a thought or inspiration beyond what I currently understand. Resolutions feel like they carry a lot of expectation and judgment for me. So I choose not to set resolutions, but I do like the notion of having an intention. And for me, having an intention that is a little bit more simple and more open, kind of a blanket intention that gets to land across all of the areas of my life, feels pretty powerful. So I would like to know, what is your intention for 2024? Do you have an intention? Do you have a concept or a theme that you want to welcome? Maybe you have a word that honors your intention, or two words or three words that honor your intention for 2024. What is that? I want you to think about that while we're moving through our podcast today. Just sit and marinate on that a little bit. Maybe you already know what it is. Maybe you're like, yep, this is it. Let's go. And or maybe you're like, I hadn't even thought about that. It's like the 3rd of January. Really, you want me to know that now? And that either is okay. I'm going to share with you my intention. So my intention for 2024 is to receive. And that's my word. That's my intention for 2024, is to receive. And I do that in many different avenues and many different, I'm welcoming that notion in many different avenues in many different ways. I receive goodness. I receive abundance. I receive peace of mind. I receive peace in my body. I receive validation. I receive connection. I receive worth. I receive inspiration. And I want to do this. I welcome the intention to do this, both in my home life, in my own personal inner body, inner energy world, and within my work life, and within my connections and relationships. I'm open to receive the possibilities that lie ahead. And I like the notion that I don't have to control what that looks like or feels like. So that is my intention for 2024. What is yours? What I want to do before we start a visual journey. So what I want to do is I want to move through a bit of a visual journey. I'm going to try really hard not to make it super long, because I feel like we're just not up for super long today. We're going to really try to keep it just about 5 minutes. So it's not going to be a real deep journey meditation. If you want to take this notion into a deeper journey and move it into some really deep work or more profound work, I'm your gal. Reach out. We can set up an appointment and we can sit down and dive into this work deeper. But I want to take us through a little bit of a visual journey with a notion of welcoming possibilities into our life by imagining shooting stars planting into the earth around us. But before we do that, I'm going to take the Soul's Journey deck by James Van Prague, and we're going to pull a couple cards to honor a few intentions. So if you have your intention, that's great. Sit tight. Allow for a couple of moments of inspiration from this deck. And if you don't, maybe these get to be part of your intentions for today. We're just going to pull two or three of them and see what comes up. Okay. We're going to go in over here. Our first intention is humor. I choose to focus on the lighter side of life. How is that not such a powerful intention for moving into 2024, moving into a new year, moving into a new day, a new week? Embracing the notion of humor and laughter and the lighter side of life. Life has been so heavy these days. It's been so heavy for a couple of years. It's time for that to shift. That gets to shift. One way we can support that shift in our life is by allowing little moments of humor, laughter, and lightness into our life. Now, today's podcast actually is going to be available on YouTube because I'm in the office and I'm able to record it. But I will also share these cards on my social media. So those of you listening on Spotify that can't see this card, you can visit the social media. But those of you watching the video, you can see it right here. But I love this intention. Maybe this gets to be your intention of adding some lightness and some brightness into our life. Okay. Our second intention. Oh, envy. So our intention is not to be envious. However, I love this card for the word. I am the same as everybody, but with different challenges. So I love the notion that this card comes up reminding us to set down the envy, to set down the process of comparing ourselves to others around us. Social media can be a big trigger for that comparison, feeling like we're envious of other people's lives and we're not so connected with what's happening in our life. And I kind of feel like these two work together. One of the ways that we can set down that envy, we can set down that comparison, is to be grounded in this moment, to be grounded in our day to day, to connect with our gratitudes and our values. So I love this intention. There's lots of possibilities we get to embrace and how to set down the envy, set down the comparison, and acknowledge that we're the same as everybody else. We just have different challenges. We have those challenges for a reason. And we get to learn those lessons from those challenges and become stronger and more wise because of it. So I love that card. It's funny because when we pull up the card envy, you're like, I don't want to be envious. So that gets to be the intention. I set down the envy and the comparison through the year of 2024. Love that one. Oh, I feel like I want to choose tons. Okay. Ooh, fear. This one comes up. Fear. I realize I am testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. Love this card. I love the purple and the reds on this card because it honors an awareness as well as it honors passion and fear. So the idea of moving into 2024 with the intention of setting down our fears, living with awareness, and embracing love feels like a really powerful intention. It feels like it empowers us, which we see yellow on this card too, honoring empowerment and lightness. It feels like it empowers us to start recognizing our fears and disempowering them through empowering awareness and love. Our fears are there for reasons. Fear can be an acknowledgement of how we can take care of ourselves better. Fear can help us recognize where we have to set boundaries. Fear can be a call for us to heal and grow mentally, emotionally, or physically. However, fear can stand in our way just as easily. So what a powerful intention that we move into 2024, setting down our fears and embracing awareness and love. And when those fears come up, it offers you an opportunity to move through that with love for yourself and an awareness of the steps and how to move forward. And I actually appreciate this card to validate my personal experience with my day yesterday. I moved through some pretty hefty shadowy energy yesterday. And for, I'd say, half the day, three quarters of the day, I really was just in a snarly, shadowy place. And I went through and I cleared the energy of my home and I allowed myself to sit in meditation for a good 30 minutes or more. And I embraced the notion of healing my solar plexus, my heart, and my throat chakra, did some work on them, opened to awareness and some divine inspiration. And it really helped to shift, to set the tone to shift my energy, to understand those fears on a deeper level and to release them, to embrace healing and light. And it finished off with a really great meal with my family. We sat down at the table and had a meal together. And with busy life, that doesn't always happen. So I personally acknowledge my process with that card yesterday. So those are some intentions. If those aren't your intentions, feel free to think of your own. And if you want your own intention drawn, your own unique moment where I draw you an intention and share what it feels like for me, reach out. I offer a unique moment service where I'll pull a card and I can do it from this deck and I'll share with you what it I feel it means for you, and then you can share with me what it feels like it means for you, and we can have a little bit of a conversation. So, that being said, let's move into the visual journey. Okay. Take a deep breath. Let go of your morning, let go of your afternoon, let go of your evening. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, just close your eyes if you're able to do so safely. If you're not, if you're driving down the road or you're cooking or doing dishes, just allow yourself to be present in this moment. Feel your feet on the ground or your bottom on the ground. Taking a deep cleansing breath for a moment. Taking one more deep cleansing breath, releasing all of the air from your body. We move into these visual journey moments with openness. We welcome divine inspiration to show us the possibilities of our intention for 2024. I want you to put your hand on your heart, if you're able to do so comfortably. And I want you, hold that thought. To connect with that intention. Those one or two or three words that honor your intention for 2024. Allow them to roll through your mind, seeing the words, feeling the emotions of that energy, opening up. Ready to receive some inspiration, divine inspiration, and some higher wisdom of those intentions for your 2024 year. And you can set your hands down if you want, or keep them on your heart. And I want you to activate your imagination. I want you to imagine that you are sitting on the ground outside in an open space underneath a starry night sky. Maybe you're sitting in your own yard or a park. Maybe you're sitting on the beach of an ocean or a lake. There's no wrong answer. Let your imagination build this image, acknowledging how the ground would feel underneath you, recognizing if it's grass or sand or gravel. Maybe you're sitting on a blanket and there's dirt underneath it. I want you to imagine yourself as you sit in this space, with that intention rolling through your mind. I want you to let your body and your mind settle. Opening up to receive the possibilities of this intention for your year. Breathing deeply, I want you to give yourself permission to receive the possibilities for your intention for 2024. I receive the possibilities of, and then fill in the blank. I want you to imagine that you're looking up into the night sky and you're seeing 1,000 stars. And then I want you to see, feel, or know that safely some of those stars are shooting stars now. And they're not just shooting across the sky. They're actually shooting down, landing next to you and around you, planting themselves into the earth underneath you, safely and comfortably planting the seeds of possibilities into the world around you. Visualize these stars, as many or as little as you're comfortable with. And as these shooting stars plant possibilities into the earth underneath you, into the world around you, I want you to connect with, instinctively knowing the possibilities that surround you. What are the possibilities of your intentions for 2024? They don't have to be detailed. In fact, maybe it's better if they're not super detailed. Celebrating the possibilities. Celebrating the positive what-ifs in life. We're going to breathe and witness this visual process. Breathe and witness our visual journey. And I want you to stay in this energy, hanging on to this visual image, hanging on to this visualization a little bit longer. And as you do that, I'm going to draw a card from the Spirit Junkie deck, offering a bit of inspiration as you hang on to this vision, allowing these possibilities to anchor into the world around you. Taking care of myself is a radical act of love, offering a reminder that as you move through 2024, and as you connect to your intentions and the possibilities that lie ahead, that taking care of yourself is a big part of that. Now I'm going to finish off this podcast with a little music. Just a few moments for you to hang out in this image if you would like to a little bit longer. Thank you for being here with me today. It's time to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self. Hey guys, I just wanted to
leave this last little note that I just launched a sale on all of my intention jewelry on the website. So if you go to the website and you click on the intention shop and you use the code capital N capital Y 15 on your order, you receive 15% off of all the pieces in the shop that you purchase. So head on over, check it out, and let me know what you choose.